We begin the current daf and this Beya daf chav tes. We begin 4 lines down from the top of the Omid, where the Gemara continues to the next Mishnah. Again, related to the previous Mishnahis, discussing midos, measurements, which is the Isra of Ubd Nechayel, that one should not do a yomtiv things which are weekday-like. It has to be yomtiv dik. It can't be things that are mundane. Which brings us to the next Mishnah. Ayma adam l'chaveira, a person is allowed to tell his friend, Mali l'kliza, please fill up this cup, this utensil I have. Avaloi b'mida, but now with a measurement. The Gemara will explain exactly what does that mean, and exactly what is the machlekes with the next opinion in our Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda Imer, he says, Im ha'yu kli shel mida, if it was a utensil of measurement, then lo yimalenda, then you can't fill up with that type of a cup. And again, the Gemara will clarify what exactly are they both saying, and what is their machlekes. Now the Mishnah tells us that Maisa ba'Abba Shol ben Bitnes, there was a story with Abba Shol ben Bitnes related to this idea about not using measurements to fill up a yomtiv, that he would fill up his measurements from before yomtiv. And that's because, as we said, because you cannot do medid, you cannot do measurements on yomtiv, which we have machlik is exactly in the Mishnah, what type of measurement. But one cannot do that, so therefore he filled up his measurements from before yomtiv. And then he would give it to those who would be purchasing from him on yomtiv, where although we're not mentioning prices, as we said in the previous Mishnah, because of Mechamemcher, but he would already have it already measured out, because you cannot measure a Yom Tov. That's the Tanakhama explaining Abba Shol ben Mitnes. Abba Shol Eimer, he says, Af b'mayid, that even on Cholo Shol Mayid, in the intermediaries of Yom Tov, Oisikin, even then Abba Shol ben Mitnes did that, and that is, he already had his measurements already prepared for me beforehand. Now, the Gemara will explain the reason for that. Now, those who have the Girsa, which obviously Rashi didn't have, or the Vilna Gaon takes out, but some have the Girsa in our Mishnah, Mepnei Biruri Hamidus. Why did he do this on Chol HaMoed? Because of the foam that comes up on the top of when you're pouring out what you're pouring from your measurings, since he wanted to avoid that, as the Gemara will explain exactly why, he would even do that on Chol HaMoed. He wouldn't pour it out then. He would have these measurements already prepared for beforehand. That was the second version of what Abba Shol ben Bitnes would do. The Chachamim, they say that af b'choilos again, even during the weekday, he would do this, that he already would have it prepared for me beforehand. And the reason was, mitzui hamidus, because, for example, mitzui applies when one is selling oil, where he would have many different measurements and sizes that when the people would be purchasing, they would bring their utensils and they would measure out each one exactly how much they needed, that if one is pouring out the oil, for example, the oil is the substance that's going to get stuck to the bottom of where he's pouring it from. And therefore, he might end up not getting the whole thing out to the one who's paying for that amount. So therefore, what he would do is that he had it mitsu, he would have it coming out from the vessel the entire night, so that he wouldn't just pour it right then. He knew how much each person wanted. He would have it pouring out the whole night, so every last drop got out. So even during the weekday, he would do this, not to do it at the moment, because not all of it would come out, and then he would be jipping the purchaser. Rather, he would do it from beforehand, even during the weekday. Now, the Gemara goes back to clarify our Mishnah. The Tanakhama said that you could tell your friend, fill me up this cup, but you can't. It said, avaloi b'mida. So the Gemara asks, my avaloi b'mida, what does it mean, but not with measurements? So the first interpretation in the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Meshmol, he says it means avoloi b'kli hamayuchad l'mida, means but you cannot use a utensil that's designated for measuring. For example, if someone has a measuring cup which you use to sell with, that cannot be used. That's an ovdi nechayel. Avakli ha'oymid l'mida, but however, a lower level measuring, which is a cup, a utensil that is prepared for measuring, which means to say that if the original one that's used for the selling would break, he would use this in place of it, but it was never used for measuring, then the Tanakhama holds, Yimalenu, you could fill up such a cup from your friend and tell him, fill me up, even though it's a measuring cup. But since it's not the one that's usually used, it's a one that could be used as a backup, that's okay, that's not going to be considered over the chol, you could use that on Yom Tov. And on that, Vas Rabbi Yehuda Lameimer, and now Rabbi Yehuda Meshmol explains, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue in our Mishnah, and he says, no, afila kli ha'oimid l'mida, even a utensil that's ready, it's prepared to use for measuring. And that is that since itself is used for measuring, and it could be used for that, so lo yamalanu, you can't even fill up with that type of a measuring cup. And the reason is because it gives the appearance of that you're measuring to go ahead and sell it, which would give it the halacha of ovd nechayel. And therefore, even if it's not the one that's generally used, it's not designated, it's not miyuchid for mida, but it's oimid l'mida, it's ready to be used for measuring, even that Rehuda holds that cannot be used. Now that the Gemara comments, So we see in regards to rejoicing on Yom Tov, in other words, to allow one to do something that seems a little not Yom Tov-dik, so that we could have the hanah from Yom Tov, which would be this halacha of having a cup pour you a cup of whatever you want to pour you, which would be, if let's say it's a measuring cup, comes out Rabbi Yehuda l'chum of Rabban l'kula. Rabbi Yehuda is the more stringent opinion. He holds, they both agree that if it's the cup that's generally used to measure to sell with, you can't use. That's Ubn Nechil. Even though you're going to lose out on Simchas Yom Tov. But their machlegis was regarding, if it's not miyuchid, it's not the one designated, but it's oimid. It's ready to be used if the first one would break. Tanakama says that's mutter, it's not Ubn Nechil, because it's not usually the one that's used to sell with. Pewter says, no, it looks like it's you're using it to measure and sell, and therefore that would be under the rubric of Ubn Nechil. So Pewter is the most stringent opinion in face of rejoicing of Yom Tov. However, the Gemara asks, v'ipcha shemin lehu, but we learned exactly the opposite. That not like we learned in the previous Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Sheikel Adam Basar Kenegad HaKli Kenegad HaKeifer. A person could weigh things, a piece of meat, although you can't use the weights as it's normally used, you can't weigh on Yom Tov. However, on the other side of the scale, you can use a utensil or you could use a cleaver. And as we had explained his opinion, where they're not Oymed Lekach, they're not going to be designated for it, as we said, because if it's even though it's not designated, but if it's available, which is Oymed Lekach, it could be used for weighing. That Rabbi Yehuda said, obviously that's not. However, what it is if let's say it wasn't meant to be used for that, but you could use it as weighing. The Chachamim and the Chum say, the Chachamim, they say, you know what? Even though you're not going to be able to use the piece of meat because you have no way of weighing to be able to figure out how much it is that you're taking, still you can't weigh, you can't even look at a scale, you can't use it whatsoever, as we explained over there, even to protect it from mice, you can't put on a scale. Now, so one thing that we see is Alma Rabbi Yehuda Lekula of Rabban Lechumra. So we see that regards to doing things that are Uvdin Dechel, not Yom Tov Dik, we see Rabbi Yehuda actually is the lenient opinion. He allows us to go ahead and weigh it if it's not the actual weights that it's normally used on the scale, but rather a Kli or a Kaifetz. And the Chachamim are Machmer because they say, no, you can't use anything. Yet, Kashad Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda, Kash Rabban Ad Rabban. That's a contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, where here he's stringent and he says, no, you can't, not only not even a Kli HaMiyuchid for Mida, but you can't even use a Kli HaOymed LeMida. And there's a contradiction to Rabbanah too, where here they're lenient, only if it's miyuchid, only if it's the one that's used for selling, that you can't use for measurement. But if it's prepared that it could be used, but it's not the one, then you could. So you see they're lenient. And they're stringent. They say you can't use a scale whatsoever. So how do we understand these contradictions? So that the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is not a contradiction, and neither is Rabbanah. The reason is because, according in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Hasim over there that he allowed the weighing, at least with a cleaver or with a kli, is b'she'ena amir l'mida, as we explained that, obviously, it would contradict Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion, not just if he's lenient or stringent regarding Simchas Yom Tov, you cannot use a utensil that was designated for measuring. And therefore, you could weigh with them, because it's not designated, it's not used at all for weighing. However, Hacha, over here, where he's machman, says that you cannot use this for measuring, is because we're talking about b'omid l'mida. Actually, we're talking about a type of measuring cup, which although it's not the one that used to sell with, but it's prepared for that in case it's needed. And therefore, since it's Oymed Lemida, it is more stringent than that case. And that's why over there he was more Mekel and here he was Machmer, because there wasn't designated for it. So it doesn't give any weekday type of appearance. Here where it is at least ready for that, it does give somewhat of a weekday of appearance. And therefore, here it's going to be Aser and there's going to be Mutter. Drabon Lam Lekashan. It's also not a contradiction in Rabban's opinion. Because Hasam Ka'ovid because there, the Rabbana Machmer, because there, essentially, the person is doing as he does during the weekday, which is using a scale. Now, even during the weekday, sometimes you're not going to have the proper weights, and since he knows how much his utensil, his cup, his bowl weighs, he's going to use that to weigh, and therefore, even using a kaifetz or his bowl will be somewhat of an Ubn Nechil, and that's why they say that's aser. Hachal, like Ka'avid, Ubn Nechil, but here, in this case, the person's not doing at all how he does during the weekday, because he never used this measuring cup for measuring. There's still the one that's designated for it. In case that would break, then they would use this one. But since it was never used, it doesn't give any appearance of a weekday type of activity because it was never used during the weekday, and therefore here they hold that it was going to be mutter. So it's not a contradiction because each one has their reasons why there it would be machmer and or mekel, and here the other way, machmer or mekel. That was one approach in the interpretation of the machlokes in our Mishnah, by first defining what do the Tanakhama mean when it says Avolei B'mida. Now, Rava says a second interpretation in the opinions of our Mishnah. He says, "My Abulabi Mido, what does the Tanakhama mean when he says that you could tell your cup to your friend to fill up a cup, but not with a measurement?" So the first opinion the Gemara said that Lebemida meant you can't use a utensil that's designated for measuring, but you could use one that's prepared for it. He says it's a different interpretation. He says, Shlayasku le she mida. You should just shouldn't mention the measurements. That is, you shouldn't say I want a quarter or a loig. You just say, look, fill me up this cup. And that is avakli hamayuchel mida yimaleno. But to use even a vessel that's designated, it's a measuring cup. The one that you use to sell, even that you could use, as long as you don't mention measurements, which that's already measuring, that's already weekday-ish, that cannot be done, but you could even use, even according to the Kama, a kli, hamayuch lekach, something that's designated for it. Now, that's Rabbi Yehuda comes to say that no. Kli hamayuch lemida lo yimaleno. When Rabbi Yehuda said that if it's a kli shel mida, that you can't, he meant, but if it's, that I argue in Tanna Kama, that if it's a vessel that's designated for measurement, that you can't fill up with. But if it would be oimel lekach, that would be mutter, even according to Behuda, in this second version, that of the interpretation of Rava. But now the Gemara again goes through the same questioning like it did in the first interpretation. Amagav simchas yamtiv. So we see regarding the rejoicing of yamtiv, doing something that would seem a little bit not yamtiv dik, over the nechol type, that Behuda lechomer rabban lekula. So Behuda is more stringent. He says, even if you're not mentioning the measurements, you still cannot use a cup that it's designated, it's a measuring cup. Whereas Rabban say that, no, you could use the measuring cup as long as you don't mention measurements. But we had learned in the previous Mishnah, not like this, the exact opposite. The time we learned the Mishnah, Behuda, I mean, he says, Shaykel Adam Basr, Kenegra Kliu, Kenegra Kibitz. Behuda says a person could weigh his piece of meat opposite in the scale with a utensil or with a cleaver. No, you can't look at the scale, you can't use it no matter what you're using to weigh with. Now, so from there you see that actually Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient in regards to using something, a measuring, a weighing that's uvdin dechel type of activity when it comes to regards to simchas yamtiv, that you could have your meat. Rabbi Yehuda is lenient, Rabban is stringent. So we have this contradiction about who's the lenient one and who's the stringent one. So I think my answer is similarly, but a little different based on Rava's interpretation. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, because Hashem b'she'enim yochel lemida. They were talking about items, the cleaver and the kli, that's not designated for measuring, and therefore you can go ahead and use it. It's not over the nechayel. Hacham yochel lemida. But here we're talking about this cup. It's designated. It's the one that's generally used for measuring. So that would be over the nechayel. You can't use that. Drabban, and Amalei Kasha. And Rabban is also not a contradiction. Because Hasam Ka'avid could Avid Mechal. They're the person doing as they do during a weekday, whereas we explained that if you don't have the weights, you'll use, I know this cup is 10 ounces, you'll use it to weigh. Hacha, like Ka'avid could the Avid Mechal. However, here, even if you're using the regular measuring cup, you're not doing it the way you do it during the weekdays. Because if you would be doing the way you do a sale, which is the Uvdin Nechal over here, Mekech HaMemcha, as is done during the weekday, then you would say, give me a loig. You would say the measurement. Now, it's not normal for people that want to buy something to say, oh, give me a cupful of this item that I want to buy. That only happens if someone wants to borrow. He says, I want to borrow a cup or a gift that would be used even if it's a measuring cup. You would say, okay, fill me up a cup of this soda. And as the Gemara explains, therefore, that's not considered ovdin dechayil, even if you're using the exact measuring cup that's used for a sale, since you're not utilizing the terminology that's distinct for purchasing, which you say the measurements. Because the avdi inchi the makarvi chamer, because it is normal, not in purchasing but in gifts, for a person to come to his friend and bring him wine, b'mana de kilo, in a utensil that's used for measurements v'shasa, and then he drinks it. So therefore, the rabbanon held that here we could be lenient because here it's not ovdin dechayil. There it's ovdin dechayil because you're using something of weight, which sometimes you'll use a cup or something if you know the weight. If you don't have the weights, here. It's not the normal way for a person to make a sale by coming with a cup full and saying, here, fill me up this cup. But when it comes to giving a gift to a friend, which is something that's a yumptive type of activity, that people would do, and therefore, here they're going to be lenient, and there they're going to be machmer, and it's not a contradiction. Now the Gemara continues, quoting from our Mishnah, that said, regarding this halacha, where we said that one cannot measure things on yumptive, and we had different interpretation of what exactly does that mean. But the Gemara, the Mishnah brought Maisa b'Abishol ben Bitnis, a story with Abishol ben Bitnis, where he would fill up his measurements, since he was selling, he would fill them up from before Yom Tov, so as not to violate this Isser of measuring on Yom Tov. Now, we have three different interpretations of when he would do this. Did he only do this on Yom Tov? Did he even do this on Chol HaMoed? Or did he even do it during the weekday? Now, this, the Gemara brings a Braisa to elaborate on this. Tana, we learn the Braisa, that this was Abishol's interpretation of what Abishol ben Bitnis did. He said, Af b'moyd oisakein. Even on Chol HaMoed he would do this. Now, what's the reason for that? Why Chol HaMoed you could do these types of malachas? So why would he, you could measure, so why would he do it from before? That would be a bitl beis medrash. Because of losing time from learning in the beis medrash, where he was a big chacham, a wise sage, and many people would come to ask from him. Now, on Yom Tiv, there's a lot of people that they learn Torah because they're not busy with their work. Now, so therefore, he would fill it up from the nighttime, which is not the time when he's sitting and learning a beis medrash, so that during the daytime, he could be available to go out and learn, and he didn't want to be bothered. So therefore, he had it already prepared for before, even Chol HaMoed, so that he could be sitting in beis medrash and didn't have to waste time preparing what people wanted. Now, Rashi says, according to the version, as we mentioned, the Mishnah, that has the girsa, the Biruri Hamidus, the reason why even the Chol HaMoed, he would prepare it from beforehand, because of the foam that comes out from what he's selling. So the explanation of what the Gemara is saying here, of because of Bitl Beis Medrash, was for those that are coming to purchase from him on Chol HaMoed, they're not going to have time to wait for him to measure out and that they shouldn't foam up. That's why, because since they wanted to go learn, so that's why he would fill it up from the night before, not because of his own learning, it was because of the foam, which the foam is something that takes a long time, and if you're going to do it quickly, then it's going to foam up, so he didn't want that. So therefore, he did it from beforehand, so therefore that people could come quickly and go, because they didn't want to wait a long time, because they wanted to go to the Bismarck. Now, Tanya Bunda, we learned the Braisa regarding Abishol ben Bitnis, this that he was concerned about, as we find that the third interpretation said even during the weekday he was, because of this mitzvah hamidos, because of the extra that he's measuring out, he didn't want anything to be left in his measuring cup that he's giving to the purchaser. So we learn the braisa that elaborates on this. It says, who, in reference to Abishol ben Bitnis, that when he would put, when any person, but this was regards to him, when he would put wine in the barrel, where let's say he knew a certain amount of lugan of wine he put in, a certain amount of measurements. Now he would be selling, let's say he knows he has 100 lugan, so he sold this person 20 and this person 5, and when he finally come up to 100, until he calculated that everything in the barrel should be empty, but when he came to the barrel, he noticed that there's still some leftover, that not all of it was sold. Those are what's called the beruin, that the foam of the wine has foamed up. When you take that out, it comes out that you're not really going to be giving over all the wine that's necessary for the one who's purchasing. Now, the reason why that's called the berurin is either because that's what's like beur is sorted out from the wine as the person's drinking it, or because it's the weaker part that's not the full-fledged wine itself, it's just foam. That's the term used by wine. Shemen has a different term called mitzui, as we said at the end of the Mishnah, because it gets stuck on the bottom of the measuring cup and of the barrel, and therefore by wine it's common this berur in the foam, versus by shemen you don't have foam, so that's what we call mitzui, it's what's stuck there on the bottom of the barrel. So be that as it may, the Braisa brings that him, this is reference to Abishol ben Bitnis, kanas sholosh meis garvi yain, he was able to gather 300 barrels of wine, mi berur hamidis, from the foam of the measurements. That's how much he had left over where it should have been sold, but when he's pouring out, it foams up, so they fill up, and he still has excess wine. The chaveriv and his friends, kanzu sholosh meis garvi shemen, they gathered together from their sales 300 barrels of oil. Mimitza amidus more was stuck, left over from the measuring, from the barrel that they had given over to the purchases. Now, vevim lefnei agizbarim. So the Braisa tells us that they came in front of the those in charge of the hektish, li Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, and they wanted that it should be used for things of hektish for the Beis HaMikdash. That if they wanted to, now, they actually didn't want to be makdashit themselves because they thought they cannot be makdashit, they can't sanctify because it's not their own, or because they thought that it would be considered stealing. Either way, they brought up to the gizbarim, the ones that are in charge of hektish. Now, Amr Lahem, the Chacham told to Abishol ben Bitnis and to his friends who they were bringing up what they felt wasn't right, that it wasn't theirs, they said, Iyatim zekukim l'kach, you really don't have to. And that is really initially, when someone's coming to buy from you, your intention wasn't to steal from them. Rather, it's the purchases that they're meichel, they forgive you for that the effort that it comes out. It's not going to be exactly, they know that, and therefore they're meichel that. So it's okay, you don't really, it's not like you stole from them, that you didn't give them everything they're supposed to. Now, Amar Lahem, in spite of that, Abishol ben Bitnis and his friends told to the Chacham, Af anu in ritzeinu b'kach, but we also don't want this. We don't want to have hana, pleasure from others, which we feel is ill-gotten gain, is not ours. Because really, I sold all the measurement in my wine. I don't want this extra wine. So Amar Lahem, so the Chacham said to them, if that's the case, since you're being stringent upon yourselves, So then you shouldn't do what you're trying to do now to make it hekdesh, to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, asu mehem tzarchei rabim, do with it the needs of the public, which is, since really this is what it's from people, from the public, where you don't know who it is, but you sold to many people, and it's really their wines, so to speak. It's not really, but since you want to be stringent, now you want that the owners should be able to have enough from them, so somehow being paying back to them. The time like Lina Brysa, Gezlov any delimi gezlov. Someone steals money, but he doesn't remember who he stole from. He stole from many people, and he doesn't know how to return the money from the people that he stole from. So he should do the needs of the public, which was what the Chum were telling them, that there's many people's wines that you think you have, at least that you want to be stringent on. So do something that you could pay back to everybody. What are the needs of the public? It means pits and different ditches and caves where the water gathers over there, and there are people, the public place where people drink from. That's what you should be making. And this is the Gemara explains the Baba Kama exactly what is a bar, what's a sheikh, what a mar, but there are different types of holes that gather water. Do something like that. Well, you'll be paying back to everybody, because everyone, it's a public thing that people enjoy. That's what they were telling. Take this excess money that you have from the wine and go ahead and do something for the public. Now, related to this halachas, the Gemara says that Adbere, which is a term that he took him and he went for a walk with him throughout the different alleyways of the city. Adbere Rav Chizdel Rabbana Ukfa. He went and he took Rabbana Ukfa with a walk for him. But Darshan expounded to him as follows the halacha. Says lo yimdur adam sa'arim, a person should not measure out a certain amount of measurement of barley, even if v'yitin lefnei behem to be yamtib, even if his intention is to go ahead and put in front of his animal on yamtib, because it looks like, even though it's not to go ahead and measure to sell, which is what why it looks like weekdayish, is it still it looks like that he's measuring it out to sell. So even if his intention is to give it to his animal, which should be permitted, it's still forbidden. Aval kaidehu, but what he could do is he could scoop up kavoy kavim, a certain amount of measurements of the barley, the nislam from behemta, and he puts it in front of his animal, where he goes and he takes from the big pile of barley that it is, he fills it up and he does it how it's not normally done, which is, and he uses his hands, that he could do ve'inachayish, and that he doesn't have to be concerned about. But to do it in the way it's normally used, where the person measures out, he's that to scoop it up for that to take for his animal, that's forbidden because it gives the appearance of a weekday type of an activity. However, an achtim, which, as Rashi explains, doesn't mean just a baker, it's also for someone that cooks certain dishes, a chef. He's also called a nachtim. He could be moided tavel, and he could measure out spices, and he could put it into his pot. And the reason is so that he shouldn't burn his dish, therefore he's allowed to measure out exactly how much of the spices that he needs. He says, a woman can measure out flour on yamtiv, exact measurements, and then she could go ahead and put into her dough. The reason is, although we don't want people measuring on Yom Tov, however, since the intention is that if she does measure out how much flour she's using, then she's going to take the appropriate amount of challah necessary to give to the kohen, where the share of challah is 1/24 is given to the kohen. Now, when she doesn't know how much dough she has, how much flour she used, she's going to be stingy, and she's going to say, oh, there wasn't really so much, and therefore she's going to give less than what's necessary. But when she knows exactly how much flour she used, how much the dough is, then she'll know how much to separate, and then she'll give a nice amount because she knows that this is what she has to. But when you don't know, then you start saying, oh, maybe I didn't really use so much, and she can feel bad, maybe I'm giving too much. And therefore, we let them measure so that they know how to give the appropriate amount of challah to the kohen. Shmuel Amar Asa, however, Shmuel argues, and he says it's forbidden. Not the Gemara asks, I have a ton to be Shmuel, but it was learned in the Brises, there was Tosefta's, that Shmuel had organized from the Tanoim that came before him, where similar to what Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oishi had done, and just like how Rebbe had done with the Mishnayos, so Shmuel did the same with the Tanoic statements, that in his collection of Brises, it says Mutter. Not like he says that it's us, it says that it's permitted to go ahead for the woman to measure out the flour so that they know how to measure out the Chalam. Abaye says, so Hashad Amar Shmuel Asa, now that we know that Shmuel himself says it's forbidden, but V'tan Debe Shmuel Mutter, but in the Brises of the Yeshiva Shmuel, it was brought down from the Tanaim that it's permitted. So what we have to say is, as the Gemara continues on Tamid Beis, is that Shmuel, regarding Shmuel, that in his own statement that he said that it's Aser, must be Halacha L'maisa Aslashmina. Must be that he was coming to teach us the practical Halacha. And that is, if someone comes to ask Halacha L'maisa what to do, so we tell that person that's forbidden. You're not allowed to measure out how much flour. But if we see someone that's doing that, we don't protest, because actually the halacha is, as it was brought in his brises, that it is permitted. It's just one of those halachas that it's mutter, but ve'im marikim. But we don't go ahead and teach people that halacha because we don't want people to be lax with this halacha of measuring, which is generally forbidden. It's just over here, we want them to take the appropriate amount of challah. It's permitted, so therefore he said that it's aser, but actually in halacha, it actually is mutter, but we don't want people to take advantage and to then distort the halacha. Now the Gemara continues with a related halacha about doing merakit, about sifting on the flour on yantiv. So Tanpam, we learned in the Braisa. Ain't shoinin kemech b'yamtiv. We cannot do a second time sifting on yamtiv, which is it was sifted already from before yamtiv. Now the person wants to go ahead and put it through the sieve a second time. And that is what the Braisa brings, that you cannot go ahead and sift it a second time. However, Mishum Rebbe Fayez, Rebbe Yehuda ben Maaseir Amru, they said that shoinin, that you could sift it a second time because there's no tircha, there's no exertion. And also it's obvious that this is the second time, and therefore it doesn't look like merakid sifting, which would be related to the malacha of bayur, of sorting out which should be forbidden, because it's obvious that it was already sifted. So if there's no problem about doing it on Yom Tov. Now, the Braisa says, v'shavin, both opinions agree, shem nafal otechen tzrar kisim, that if, let's say, a pebble or a twig falls in there, then shoshayna, that then you could go ahead and sift it again to get out that pebble and that twig. However, tani tani kamed ravina, there was someone who said over the Braisa of Mother Ravina, as follows, that ain't shoshayna kemep o Yom Tov. We're not allowed to sift the flour a second time on Yom Tov, even if a pebble or a twig falls into it. But however, avol novel tzrar kisa, but what does one do if a twig or a pebble falls into it? Then bari biyoda, then he sorts it out by hand, but not to go ahead and do it through the sifter, which he just picks out those pieces that are there. On that, Amalei Ravina, Ravina said to him, says that this is how you're teaching the braisa, but kolshkin da asa, to the contrary, then for sure would be forbidden to do it by hand. The havle kibari, because that's your classic bari of sorting by taking out the pieces that are bad, the rock, the pebble, and the twig, which bari is an av malacha, which just like sifting is. So actually, to the contrary, to go ahead and sift it a second time would not be a problem, because that's obvious that it's not sifting, because there's no more bran over here, there's nothing that you're sifting out, you're just getting rid of the rock and the twig, and therefore, to the contrary, actually, it's like the first braisa that said it, that one, when there's twigs or a pebble inside of it, then there everyone agree that actually that you could sift it a second time. But to do it by hand actually would be forbidden because of bayir. Darsh Rava Bar Rav Huna Zuti, a pischa de Nador, by the opening, by the gates of Nador, he lectured as follows. He said, Shein the kemach by yamtiv, the talacha is that one could sift the flour a second time on yamtiv. So Amal Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to him, he says, Puku v'amr li la'aba, he said to the people, go out and tell my friend, who he was referenced to Rava Bar Rav Huna Zuti, that Shekila Tivusach, you could take your favors. In other words, we're not going to thank you for your favors. And rather, you could take your favor, Vishadeach Hizeri, and you could throw it on the thorns, that your favor. In other words, he was telling him, Puk Chazi Kama Maholta, go out and see in the Harda how many sifters there are that are Hadram and that are going around Narda. In other words, everyone knows that it's already permitted. You run Rechadish test anything, like you're going up by the gates of the city and saying, you know what, everyone should know, you're allowed to sift a second time. He says, we don't need your favors because we know that. Go out into the city, you'll see how many people are sifting, and that's because it's a well-known halacha that one could go ahead and sift the flour a second time. You could be shaynin on Yom Tov. As the Gemara illustrates, that the Beisudr of Yosef, the wife of Yosef, Nahala Kimcha, she would sift the flour a second time, agave de mehulta, in the back of a sieve, so that to make somewhat of a shina, not to do regular sifting, she'd do it in the back. So Amalah, so Rav Yosef told his wife, Chazi da'ano rifta mal yosabin, that he said, you should make sure that I'm going to have fine bread. What basically he was telling her is that you don't have to go ahead and do it in an indirect way, which won't sift it as well, because as we said before, we're shinin kemach b'yamtiv, we could sift a second time on yamtiv. Similarly, the Beis Sidra of Ashi, the wife of Ravashi, na lekimcha, she would sift the flour, agaba de psura, on the back, on the underside of the table, which had an inside. And she went and she changed around the normal way of how people usually sift the flour, where although she was being shayna as a kemach, she did it backwards because she wanted to change it around. So that on Ravashi, Ravashi said, he said, hadidan, this one of ours, in other words, a reference to his wife, Barte Duram Barchama. She's the daughter of this big Talmud Chacham Ram Barchama. Now, Ram Barchama, Mardu Ubdehaba. He was someone that was very particular about his deeds. He was very medactic in his maisim to be careful in halacha. Now, Vilav de Chazim Ibe Nosha, had she not seen this by my father-in-law's house, by her father, Le'ava Avda, she would not have done this, and therefore he let her continue doing this, because obviously this stringency of doing the shinui on the underside of the table to sift it that way was, although we said Shainim Bahar Kadabi Yamtiv, but obviously she saw the stringency by her father, and therefore there must be some type of source for this, and therefore that's why his wife was also sifting it in this indirect way. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on this theme of the previous Mishnah, is about measurements, measuring on Yamtiv. So the Mishnah tells us, a person could go to the storekeeper that he's accustomed to going to usually, and he could go ahead and tell him on Yamtiv, give me this amount of eggs and nuts. Now the reason why you could tell him amounts is because Shekin Derech Balabais, this is the way of regular people, they count in their houses, there's no Uvdin the Choyl, as we have said throughout the previous Mishnayos, of weighing and measuring where it looks like you're doing a sale. People tell friends all the time, regular people say, okay, give me the two eggs, give me those five nuts, and therefore one could tell an amount to the storekeeper, and there's no Uvdin the Choyl, no non-Yemtiv type of activity. So the Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates in this. Turn Rabban. Haylich Adam Eitzel Raya. A person could go to a shepherd, as someone that takes that brings up animals. Now, sometimes they sell them. Haragaletzlei, that is accustomed to going to. Now, the reason why we're saying it should be someone that is accustomed to going to is because then he'll trust him and he'll give it to him without saying amount of money. Because you can go to the store and you can get the food, but you can't say how much, you can't discuss money or how you're going to pay. These are things that are non-yumptive type of discussion. So therefore, you prefer to go to someone that you're accustomed to going to. Then he knows and he trusts, and you don't have to mention money. Vaymelon, you tell him, tenli gidi echad, oitle echad, give me one goat or give me one sheep. It's a tavach haragaletzlei, or you can go to the butcher that you're used to going. Vaymelon, you tell him, tenli kaf achas, give me one shoulder or yerech achas or one thigh. It's a patam regalitzla, you can go to the one who fattens up the birds. And va'imalan, you could tell him, tenli tar echad, give me one dove, oigezel echad, or one pigeon. Again, the same idea. It's a nachtam regalitzla, you can go to the baker that you usually go to. Va'imalan, you tell him, tenli kikar echad, give me one loaf of bread, oigluska achas, or one roll. Ve'etzel chemini regalitzla. And you can go to the storekeeper that you normally go to. Va'imalan, you tell him, Tenli esim beitzim, give me 20 eggs, oi chamisha geizim, or 5 nuts, asara fraskin, 10 peaches, chamisha mainim, 5 pomegranates, v'esrik echard, and 1 esrik. Now, one could do all these things, and get the food that he needs from whichever type of merchant he's going to. Ubavad shalei yaskar le'schum mida. However, the Tanakam, the Braisa says, as long as you don't mention a certain amount of measurements, don't say I want a kav of this, or 2 kavim of that, that's forbidden to be done in Yom Tov. So although you can say amounts, but not measurements, he says, as long as you don't mention an amount of money, where that's forbidden, because the Mekach HaMemcha on Yom Tov, you can't mention monetary amounts. So that's the two ideas. You can go ahead and get what you need, but it can't be mentioning a certain amount of measurements, or it cannot be mentioning a certain amount of money that's involved in what you're trying to purchase on Yom Tov. Hanu Lachin Tzadn, which I'll return to you, the third parak in Masechtas Beah, parak Ein Tzadn.